诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace be with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你带领我们到主人面前来敬拜你。
Father God, we are grateful that you lead us to worship you this morning.
求主你的话语来开启我们的心，来明白主你话语中的奥秘。
Allow your spirit to open our hearts to the mystery of your words.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
在宾州 Eastern University 东方大学，一个教授 Dr. Peter Enns 见证说，神不是用来弥补或者是支撑我们的缺陷。
Dr. Peter Enns, professor at the Eastern University in Pennsylvania, said in his testimony he said that God is not a crutch.
他说，身为一个朝向理智的人，在我人生中比较倾向看不起那些说这种话的人，就是说，如果我没有信心，我将不能够度过这个。
As a brain-oriented person, I have tended in my life to look down on those who say things like this. If I hadn't had my faith, I wouldn't have made it through this.
他看不起那些人说，如果神不是感觉真实的话，我不知道我将是否能够支撑得住。
Or someone who said, if God is not real, isn't real, I don't know if I can hold it together.
他说像这种情感的话常让我觉得是给那些心智薄弱的人给那些精神上需要弥补的人。
This sort of sentiments always struck me as someone who is weak-minded, who need a crutch.
他说如果基督教是真的，那是为理性而存在。唯一的理由就是我需要它是真的。
If Christianity is true, it has to be for reasons other than I need it to be true.
他说我现在年纪比较大的，我将那一些愚蠢的看法、想法抛弃了。
I'm older now and have left some of the stupidity behind.
我现在跟其他的人的看法一样，就是那些呼求神的人他们真正的是在与神交通。
Now, I have the same thinking as others that those who call on God, they are all earnestly seek God in communion with God.
他们将自己完全的降服在神的面前。
They completely submit themselves to God.
所以我们对神的信仰并不是人所创造出来一种精神上的寄托。
Our faith in God is not a man-made psychological sustenance.
我们的信仰是神主动来向人启示他本身。
Our faith is that God actively seeks us.
神让我们来认识他，并与他有亲密的互动与连结。
He allowed us to know him and to have a relationship with him, to communicate with him.
我们从但以理书第三章第八到二十三节的经文里面，以活泼的信心，我们借着但以理的三个朋友对神的信心。来领受神的话。
From Daniel 3, I'm preaching the sermon, A Living Faith, from the three peers of Daniel.
第一就是既或不然的信心。
First, a faith of but if not.
犹大国民三次被掳到巴比伦。
There were three instances that the Israelites being captured to Babylon.
他们被巴比伦王国，他们第一次在主前605年，巴比伦来攻陷耶路撒冷城， 在那个时候，丹伊尼在这一次与国中的他们国的当中的一些贵族精华人物被掳到巴比伦。
The first time was in 605 BC when Babylon conquered Jerusalem. Daniel was among with elites and the treasures being captured to Babylon.
第二次在主前597年，以西结这一次与其他被掳的人呢一同到巴比伦去。
The second time was 597 BC. Ezekiel and the others were being captured to Babylon.
第三次是在主前587年，耶路撒冷城彻底的被毁坏，巴比伦王大批的将犹大人们掳到巴比伦去。
And the third time was 587 BC when Jerusalem was completely being conquered. King of Babylon captured all the people of Israelites to Babylon.
但尼尼先知是在第一批被掳到巴比伦的人的当中。
Daniel was among the first group being captured to Babylon.
在但尼尼第一章第三到第四节说，尼布甲尼撒王命令他的太监总管亚斯比纳，从以色列俘虏中选出一些王室和贵族的青年，这些青年必须是没有残疾、英俊、聪明、学识丰富、才智过人的人，才有资格在宫廷服务。亚斯比拿要教他们学习巴比伦的语言文字。
Daniel 1:3 and 4. Then the king ordered Aspenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude of every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians.
在第五节的地方提到说，这些人经过了三年的训练之后，就可以在王的面前来服侍。
In verse 5, that these people, after the 3 years of training, they were to enter the king's service.
在但以理书第一章第六节继续说，在被挑选的人当中有但以理、哈纳尼亚、米沙利、亚萨利利亚等都是犹大支族的人。
Verse 6, among those who were chosen were some from Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
有很多西方人到东方去的时候，他们取了东方的名字。
Many Westerners, when they went to East, they was given the Eastern name.
同样我们东方的人到西方也取了西方的名字。
Similarly, a lot of Easterners went to West and then got the Western name.
但以理和他的三个朋友当时被挑选要受训练在巴比伦王面前来服侍，为了方便来称呼所以他的名字呢，他们的名字呢，圣经告诉我们说，在这个但以理书一章第七节太监总管给他们起了新的名字，叫伯提沙撒、沙德拉米沙亚伯尼哥。
Daniel and his three peers were called to serve the king of Babylon. For their convenience sake, their name was changed to Babylonian name in Daniel 1:7. The chief officials gave their new names to Daniel, the name Belteshazzar, to Hana, Shadrach, and Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego.
但以理的三个朋友，撒德拉、米沙与亚伯尼哥。
The three friends of Daniel, Sarah, Meshach, and Abednego.
后来他们分派去管理巴比伦神的事务。
And they were assigned to be the administrator for the provinces of Babylon.
巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒征服了当时的世界，建立的庞大的巴比伦帝国。
King Nebuchadnezzar, he conquered almost all the world at that time and built up a vast empire, Empire of Babylon.
于是他觉得他自己非常伟大，就像神明一样。
Does he feel as good as God, as big as God?
但尼理书第三章第一节说，尼布贾尼撒王造了一座金像，高27公尺，宽3公尺，立在巴比伦神的杜拉平原。
Daniel 3:1, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, 6 cubits high and 6 cubits wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon.
当王的金像建造完成。在这个开幕典礼当中，但以理书第三章4到6节，这个传令官这么的大声的宣布说
：After the image of the gold was accomplished, the dedication of the image, one of them proclaimed，
各国各族说各种语言的人啊，你们一听见号角。箫、七弦琴、筝、竖琴和所有其他的乐器的声音，都要俯伏敬拜尼布贾尼撒王所立的金像。谁不俯伏敬拜，就立刻被扔进烈火烧着的火窑里。
Nations and peoples of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp.Pipe and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of the gold that King Nebuchadnezzar have set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into the blazing furnace.
第七节说，因此，当乐器一响，各国各族说各种语言的人都俯伏敬拜尼布贾尼撒所设立的金像。
Verse 7. Therefore.As soon as they heard the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations and people of every language fell down and worshipped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up.
但是，但以理的三个朋友撒德拉、米沙与亚伯尼哥却不向王的金像俯伏敬拜。有人马上将这件事告诉。到王那边去告诉王，于是他们就被带到王的面前。
But the three peers of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship the gold image. Thus, people reported to the king, and they were brought in front of the king.
14节这么说，王对他们说：“撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。”你真的不敬拜我的神明，不向我立的金像下拜吗
？Verse 14, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods and worship the image of God of gold I have set up?"
这就是杜拉平原的挑战。
And these are the challenges on the plain of Dura.
当时尼布撒贾尼撒王在杜拉平原建造了他的金像，要人来膜拜。许多人在他的金像的面前来下拜。
That day, King Nebuchadnezzar set up a gold image on the plain of Dura, and he wanted people to worship them.
今天我们所膜拜的偶像不限定在杜拉平原。
But today.The idol we worship do not limit to the Dura Plain.
今天的文化里面，当我们往四周围一看的时候，到处有许多的偶像。
Today, when we look around, we see lots of idols.
许多人崇拜金钱、地位、工作计划、人物、享乐等等。
Many people they worship money, status.Career, people, and pleasure.
杜拉平原的挑战，我们爱这个世界胜过于爱我们的神吗？
The challenge is on the plain of Dura. Do we love this world more than we love our God?
我们认为别人对我们的看法比神对我们的看法重要。
Do we think that other people's opinion upon us is more important than what God thinks of us?
我们觉得别人所说的话比神对我们说的话重要吗？
Do we think that when other people speak to us, they are more important than when God speaks to us?
我们是否一心一意唯独要讨神的喜悦吗？
Are we trying to see God's pleasing heart with all our heart?
如果撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥不愿俯伏下拜尼布甲尼撒王的金像，他们将遭受被丢进火窑里面。
When the three young men refuse to worship the king's gold statue, they will be thrown into the furnace.
尼布甲尼撒王对他们说：“如果你不听从这个命令的话，有什么神可以救你们脱离我的手呢？”
King told them that if you don't follow my order, in verse 15, then what God will be able to rescue you from your hand, from my hand?
他们在十七、十八节这么的回答说：“即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。”
In verse 17 and 18, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and He will deliver us from Your Majesty's hand. But even if He does not, even if He does not, we want you to know, Your Majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
这个就是既或不然的信心。
And this is the faith of but if not.
也就是如果神不救他们脱离王手下的权柄，他们被扔进在烈火的窑中，甚至被烧死了，他们也不向王的神与王的金像下拜。
Even if God did not rescue them from the power of the king, that they will be thrown into the furnace, even if they die from the furnace, in the furnace, they are not going to bow to the king.
他们所敬拜的耶和华仍然是他们的神。
The God they worship, Jehovah, continue to be their God.
他们对神的信心就是不管如何，神就是他们的神。
And their faith in God is that no matter what, God is their God.
这也是我们信仰的反思。
And this is something we have to reflect about our faith.
我们的信心是不是可以再加上既或不然？
Can our faith add but if not to it?
我们对神的信心，当我们遭遇任何的困难与处境的时候，我们是否坚守我们对神的信号？
Our faith, when we encounter all kinds of difficulties in our life, are we willing to persist our relying on our God?
我们是不是能够在任何的情况当中仍然说他就是我们的神？
In all circumstances, can we say that He is our God?
约伯的信心，约伯在人生当中遭遇极大的患难的时候，他对神这么的祷告。
Job encountered a lot of difficulties in his life, and this is how he prayed.
在约伯记十三章十五节，他说 NIV 的圣经英文的版本直译翻译，意思就是说，他虽杀我，我的希望仍然在于他。
Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet would I hope in him.
如果神杀了我，我的希望仍然是在于他，我仍然是信靠他。
Even if God slay me, My hope still rests in the Lord that I continue to rely on Him.
这就是对神不管如何的信心。
And this is the faith recorded, whatever happens.
另外，哈巴谷的信心也是一样，在哈巴谷书第三章十七、十八节这么说：即使无花果树不结果子，葡萄树也没有葡萄，即使橄榄树不结橄榄，地也不产五谷，即使羊群死光，牛盆里没有牛，我仍然要因上主欢喜，因上帝我的救主快乐。
And this is the faith of Habakkuk in Habakkuk 3:17-18. Though the fig trees does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fail, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
以上这些信心的谦卑，对神这种既或不然，不管如何的信心。
And this is the faith of the pioneers that but if not, or whatever happens.
因为他们知道神是掌管一切的神。
For they know that God is the God who controls everything.
他是一位值得我们信靠的神。
And he's a God we can completely rely on him.
他是一位信实，他是一位全能爱我们的神。
He's a faithful, almighty, and loving God.
盼望我们对神的信心，也可以说不管如何的信心。
I hope that we all have the faith that we can call it a faith, but if not.
不管如何，我们仍然相信他的信实与他的慈爱。
No matter what, we continue to rely and believe and have faith in his trustworthiness and his love.
第二，绝处逢生的信心。
Second, the face of desperate situations.
当撒德拉、弥撒与亚伯尼哥不愿意向王的金像下拜的时候，王非常的生气，甚至下令将火窑的这个火加热到超过平常的七倍。
When three young men refused to worship the king's golden image, king was unhappy, so he ordered the furnace to be burned seven times stronger.
在但以理书三章二十节说，又命令军队最强壮的兵士把这三人绑起来扔进火窑里。
In Daniel 3:20, so he ordered the strongest soldier to tie them up and throw them into the furnace.
被绑起来意思就是不能逃脱。
Being tied up means that they cannot escape.
处于绝境。
In a desperate situation.
没有出路，没有盼望。
No way out, no hope.
你是否在人生当中遭遇到有如被绑起来，以及面临将被丢入火窑里，像那三位年轻的犹大人呢？
In your life,Have you encountered a situation like this three young men being tied up and thrown into the furnace in a moment of crisis?
他们对神的信心成为我们很好的榜样。
And their faith in God becomes a good example for us.
他们无条件的信靠神。
They rely on God completely.
他们相信神必定保守他们。
They strongly believe in that God will take care of them.
或许他们被丢进了火窑里面，但他们也相信火窑里面的温度是神在控制的。
They may be thrown into the furnace, but they believe the temperature in the furnace is being controlled by God.
或许在你的人生当中遇到了一些困难，你要等待那些困难都移去了，你才相信神。
Perhaps in your life you now encounter some difficulties. Do you want to believe in Him only when He will remove all of those difficulties?
或是无条件的来信靠他。
Or you want to come to Him and rely on Him completely.
那三位年轻的犹大人对神的信心给予我们很大的鼓励。
The faith of the three young Israelites give us great encouragement.
他们遭遇极度困难，甚至处在绝望的当中，他们仍然大胆地来信靠神。
In the midst of desperate situation and extreme difficulty, they dare to rely on God.
并且亲身来经历神替他们开路。
They experienced when God opened a road for them.
这也像亚伯拉罕的信心。
And just like the faith of Abraham.
罗马书第四章十七节说，亚伯拉罕所信的就是那位使死人复活，从无创造万有。
Romans 4:17, Abraham is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives us life, who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not.
十八节继续说，在没有盼望的时候，亚伯拉罕仍然盼望，仍然信。因此成为许多民族之父，正如圣经所说，你必定会有许多子孙。
Verse 18, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be.
当神应许亚伯拉罕必成为多国之父，他将必定会有很多的子孙。那个时候，他的妻子撒拉已经75岁，亚伯拉罕已经近百岁了。
When God promised Abraham to be the father of all nations, that he's going to have a lot of descendants, at that time his wife was 75 years old and he was almost 100.
亚伯拉罕没有说，嘿。我大概听错了神的话。
Abraham didn't say that I might have listened wrong about what God has to say.
他的朋友或许会对他说：“亚伯拉罕啊，你已经老了，你真的相信撒拉会在这个年纪生育吗
？”Perhaps his friend told him, "Hey, Abraham, you are old. Do you believe that your wife is going to give birth?"
圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕。一点不怀疑对神的信心。
The Bible told us Abraham never doubt God.
甚至在罗马书第四章继续20-21节说，他没有失去信心，也没有怀疑上帝的应许，他的信心反而更坚定。把荣耀归给上帝，他坚决信上帝一定成就他所应许。
In verse 20 and 21, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. He was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
亚伯拉罕对神的认识与体验也帮助我们对神的信心。
Abraham's knowledge and his experience help us our faith in God.
神是一位从无创造万有的神。
For God is a God who called into being that were not there.
他是一位无所不能的神。
He's an almighty God.
当我们处在无望不可能的处境当中，神仍然成为我们的盼望。
God continue to be our hope when we are hopeless and in a situation that is impossible.
这种活泼的信心使我们从绝望当中看到盼望。
This kind of living faith help us to see hope in our desperation.
从黑暗中看到光明。
To see light in the darkness.
在患难中得着神的同在与安慰。
And to receive comfort from God in our difficulties.
尼布甲尼撒王将三个希伯来人扔进火里他却看到在火中有四个人。
King threw three young Israelites into the furnace, but he saw four people.
王对他的部下说：“我们绑起来扔在火里，不是三个人吗
？”King asked his people, "That didn't we throw three people into the furnace?"
他们回答说：“王啊，是的。
”They replied, "Yes."
但二十五节说王说看哪、我看见四个人并没有捆绑在火中游行，也没有受伤 那第四个相貌好像神职。
Daniel 3:25, he said, "Look, I see the man walking around the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looked like the Son of God."
虽然那三个希伯来的年轻人被绑扔进火里面，啊，神职降临在烈火当中来保护他们。
Although the three Jewish young men being thrown into the furnace, but Son of God appeared in the furnace to protect them.
使他们平安，他们一点都没受伤。
So they were okay that they were not hurt.
神职临到烈火当中来跟他们同在。
The Son of God appeared in the furnace to be with them.
亲爱的兄弟。
Sisters,
我们感谢神，在耶稣基督里面，神道成肉身到这苦难的世界来跟我们同在。
We are grateful that Jesus, the Word become flesh, to come this difficult world to be with us.
今天主也借着他的圣灵，永远来跟我们同在。
Today He continued to be with us by His Holy Spirit.
使徒保罗来见证，在这个世上没有任何一件事情能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Apostle Paul testified that there is nothing in this world can separate us from His love.
活泼的信心使我们知道神在保护我们。
A living faith tells us that we know that God is protecting us.
神在照顾我们。
And He's taking care of us.
神与我们同在。
And He's with us.
神将继续带领我们前面的路程。
And He's going to continue to guide the journey in front of us.
甚至我们在走投无路的时候，神也替我们开路。
Even if we're facing the desperate situation, He's going to lead the road in front of us.
使那不可能的成为可能。
Turn the impossible into possible.
因为神是一位从无来创造万有的神。
For he is a God who calls into being things that were not.
最后，一个充满盼望的信心。
The third, faith full of hope.
一位杰出的企业家在一次演讲的当中来分享，他很幸运，在生涯当中赚了很多钱。
One outstanding entrepreneur, in one of his speeches, shared that he was grateful that he's made a lot of money in his life.
他说赚的钱超过了他所想象的
way beyond he could imagine
远超过了他所能花费的
and way beyond he can spend
远超过了他的家庭所需要的
and way beyond what his family need
但是他在分享的当中他的眼泪滴下来
but he shed his tears in his sharing
他说他雇骗了一些人来替他赚钱
He had hired so many people to make money for him.
但是老实地说，有一件事我从未能够雇佣人来替我去寻找我自己的意义与自我的实现。
There's one thing I've never been able to hire someone to help me for, to do it for me, is to find my own sense of purpose and fulfillment.
我将愿意付上任何的代价去寻找到以上这些。
I would give anything to discover that.
世界上有很多人已经获得了他们所要的，但还是不快乐、不满足。
There are many people in this world that have gained what they want, but they were unhappy and they were not satisfied.
路加十二章十五节，耶稣说：“因为一个人无论怎样的富裕。”他的真生命不在乎他有多少财产。
Luke 12:15, Jesus said, "Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions."
约翰福音十章第十节，耶稣应许我们说，他来了是要给我们一种更丰盛的生命。
In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I come that they may have life and have it to the full."
耶稣所要应许我们这种丰盛的生命是什么
？What kind of life, the abundant life that Jesus promises for?
约翰福音十二章二十四节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子若在地里死的，仍旧是一粒；若是死的，就结出许多的子粒来。”
John 12:24, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds."
耶稣本身到世界上来爱我们，替我们世界上的人来赎罪。
Jesus came to this world to love the world, to redeem the sin of the world.
他在十字架上来牺牲他的生命，就好像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
On the cross, he sacrificed his life just like a kernel fell on the ground and died.
借着他的死，罗马书第五章第九节说，要救我们脱离上帝的义愤。
Through his death, like Romans 5:9 said, we shall be saved from God's wrath.
因此我们世界上的人与神恢复了和好的关系。
Thus we, the world, reconcile with God.
我们因着信靠耶稣基督得着一种属灵新的生命。
We get a spiritual new life by relying in Jesus, by believing in Jesus.
我们知道我们是神宝贵的儿女。
We know that we are precious children of God.
我们不管处在人生中任何的阶段或是情况，我们都知道神在看顾我们，跟我们同在，他的爱在我们的当中。
No matter what kind of situation we are in, we know that God is taking care of us. He is with us, and His love continues to love us.
并且我们有了耶稣基督新的生命，我们照着耶稣基督的真理去活。
We receive a new life in Jesus Christ, and we follow our life to His, by His truth.
以基督的爱去爱人。
We love others with Jesus' love.
以基督的爱去接纳人。
We accept others with Jesus' love.
去赦免人。
To forgive others.
在生活当中活出神的公义、正直与圣洁。
In our life, live out God's righteousness, just, and holiness.
因此我们将活出一个丰盛的人生。
Thus we live an abundant life, live to the full.
当我们以耶稣基督牺牲的爱的精神去爱人，就好像一粒麦子落在地里来死了。
When we love others with Jesus Christ's sacrificial love, then we are like the kernel, fell on the ground and died.
因此我们借着耶稣基督的信仰来产生对人牺牲的爱，这种行为的表现带来这个世界的盼望。
Thus we bring the hope to the world by Jesus' faith that we love others and sacrifice for others.
Mother Teresa 曾经被邀请到这个哈佛大学毕业典礼演讲。
Mother Teresa was invited to speak at a commencement at Harvard.
这次是在1982年，我们当中有一个人参加那个毕业典礼，在那个毕业典礼毕业。
It was 1982. One of our congregation members were there attending this commencement.
就是哲华长老。
By the grace of God, I was there.
那一次的演讲不晓得他还记得多少。不过是很要紧的信息。
A very important message.
这个 Mother Teresa 在印度加尔各答的地方做宣教的侍奉。
Mother Teresa served in Calcutta in India.
他的工作来关心那一些要临终的人。
He cared for those who are about to die.
他们每天到街道上去，看到躺在路旁边、街道旁边，或是躺在已经干掉的那一个水沟里面的那一些人呢，要死、临死的人呢，把他们包围到他们的中心去。
They went to the street.And carry those who are dying by the ditch, and carry them back to the caring center.
带回去之后，把他们洗澡，来照顾他们。
They were bathed and being taken care of.
这些人要临终之前，他们对他说：“神爱你们，平平安安的回去吧。”
before they died, they were told, God love you, go in peace.
当 Mother Teresa 来到这么高的学府，对这些这么优秀的年轻人要演讲的时候，他要讲什么信息呢？
What message did Mother Teresa tell the Harvard?
Mother Teresa 面对这些学生，或是美国其他各大学啊，这些啊学生啊毕业之后啊，他们将到各行各业啊方面去，他们有很大潜能的发挥。
Mother Teresa told the student at Harvard and those students who are graduated from other universities in the United States that in their career they're going to have a great potential.
这些学生将来在企业界、学术界、医学界各行各业上，他们有可能达到非常杰出的成就。
They are going to achieve greatly in business, in academia, and in medicine.
他们出去之后是为了要有很高的成就、地位、赚大钱，这些是吗
？They are going to achieve high.Achievement, great status, and make a lot of money. Is this what they want to do?
Mother Teresa 对他们要说什么？
But what did Mother Teresa tell them?
Mother Teresa 向他们分享说，这个世界所需要的就是神的爱。
Mother Teresa told them that what this world needs is the love of God.
当我们受到了很好的教育，将来到社会上去，是为了要追求金钱、名声、地位等等吗
？Yes, when we receive good education, when we come to society, we are search for money, status, and status.
当他们出去的时候，就是要运用神赐给他们我们每个人这些。恩赐才能尽量的去发挥，以神的爱来服侍人。
But we need to use the talent that God gave us to use them, so we can love others like God loves us. We can serve others like God loves us.
人生的目的并不是为了要追求赚了许多的财富。
The purpose of life is not to pursue a lot of possessions.
超我们所想象的
，way beyond what we can imagine。
超我们所能够花费的
，way beyond what we can spend。
超我们的家庭所需要的
，way beyond what our family needs。
不是这样
，not so。
我们不是只为自己而活
，we're not to live for ourselves。
那是最重要的，神的爱啊，借着神的爱来带来这个世界的盼望。
But to bring hope to the world by the love of God.
我们人生的意义就是在于我们能够怎么样的来爱人，来善待人。
And the purpose of our life is how to love others.
我们的人生能够让人来怀念。
And our life can leave a legacy.
我们能够做一些有意义的事。
Meaningful life.
来爱神，来爱人。
And to love God and to love others.
我们在耶稣基督的信仰里面，我们将体会啊，在基督里面啊，这一种的大爱。
We experience the great love of how God sacrificed for us, and this is our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们也以这种的爱、这种的信心来活出神的爱。
And by this faith, we live out the God of the love of God.
因此，让这个世界能够更。添加一份神的爱
，so to allow one more God's love to be given to this world，
让人来看到更多一点的盼望
，and to give more hope to this world。
这三个希伯来的年轻人，我们看到他们这种活泼的信仰
，so we see this living faith from these three young men。
他们对神一种既或不然，不管如何的信心。
They are faith in God, but if not,
他们经验到，在他们绝路的时候，神替他们开路。
In that desperate situation, God lead them out.
我们也应当充满着这种盼望的信心。
And we need to have a faith full of hope.
我们的信心让我们产生出爱的行动，带来这个世界的盼望。
By our faith, we have action of love to bring hope to this world.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在基督里来爱我们。
Father God, we are grateful that you love in Christ.
求主你也让我们得着你的新生命，以你的爱来爱人。
And Father God, we pray that you just allow us to live a new life in you to love others.
因此能够带来这个世界的盼望。
And to bring hope to the world.
主，我们感谢你，让我们教会在圣路易地区的圣路。
And we are grateful for the establishment of this church in St. Louis.
今天我们也要召开执事会与小会，让我们整体leadership 弟兄姐妹大家同心在主的面前来回应你的爱。
We pray for the board of the deacon meeting and session meeting this afternoon and allow us to respond to your love as a team.
让我们能够继续将你的福音来分享。给我们四周围所接触的同胞
and help us to spread the gospel to people around us.
在我们弟兄姐妹当中，有的人遇到特别的难处，求主你亲自来成为他们的帮助。
Some may be encountering difficulties in this congregation. We pray that Father, you allow them to rely on you and let you to be their help.
让我们对你有不管如何的信心
，and help us to have a faith of but if not，
因为相信主你亲自在掌管一切
，and believe that Father you are in control of everything。
求主你将你的平安来赐给每个人
，and may your peace to be among us。
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名
，we pray in the name of Jesus。
Amen。